Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's Interested Persons meeting. My name is Nancy Jackson, and I'm the Director of Strategic Communications at the Ethics Commission. We are being joined today by Commissioner Jeffrey Darr, our Executive Director Heather Holt, Deputy Executive Director David Tristan, and our Policy Director Tyler Joseph. The purpose of this special meeting is to solicit public comment on the city's lobbying laws and the 2018 recommendations. To provide a bit of background, in 2018, the Ethics Commission recommended that the City Council adopt a comprehensive set of updates on the city's lobbying laws. The Municipal Lobbying Ordinance had not been thoroughly updated since 1994, and the Ethics Commission spent 2 years conducting research and analyzing laws around the country. The Ethics Commission also extensively engaged the public during the review. Feedback was solicited and provided at 5 public commission meetings, 5 interested person meetings, and 4 meetings with groups representing more than 65 neighborhood councils. The Ethics Commission also sent multiple emails to its more than 8,500 subscribers and created a page on its website to solicit public input. Because no legislative action was taken on the 2018 recommendations, they expired in March of 2020. At its December 2020 meeting, the Ethics Commission expressed an interest in the possibility of a new set of lobbying recommendations and asked staff to solicit additional feedback from the public and the regulated communities. The Ethics Commission would like to hear from you, so please tell us what you think about the 2018 recommendations or the lobbying laws in general and how they apply to lobbying entities such as lobbyists, lobbyist employers, lobbying firms, development expediters, business improvement districts, nonprofit organizations, etc. You may provide public comment here today via this Zoom meeting or on the Ethics Commission's website at ethics.lacity.org/policy or by emailing us at ethics.policy@lacity.org. We will be holding 2 additional special meetings for continued feedback over the next couple of days. For additional details on those meetings, please visit our website at ethics.lacity.org/meetings. At this time, I would like to turn it over to our Policy Director, Tyler Joseph, who will be providing additional guidance.
Tyler? Thanks, Nancy. I'm Tyler Joseph. I'm the Policy Director with the Ethics Commission. And before we start, I just want to quickly thank everybody here for their attendance. We do really appreciate you guys taking the time to show up and give us your thoughts, because hearing from you directly is going to help us end up with the best possible version of these recommendations. So thanks again for being here. The format today is going to be really straightforward. It's essentially going to take the shape of public comment at a regular meeting. So in just a minute, we'll open this up and we'll give everyone who'd like to speak a chance to do that one at a time until we've heard from everyone, just like we do at a typical public comment session. As Nancy mentioned, if you have specific questions, you can submit those through our website, or you can email them to us at ethics.policy@lacity.org, and we'll be happy to get back to you with detailed answers on whatever you'd like to know. One more time, that email is ethics.policy@lacity.org. And for today, our commissioners would love to know what you think about any aspect of this and why you think it. So you're welcome to weigh in, as Nancy mentioned, on any aspect of the lobbying laws, on any aspect of the proposal. And we're going to go until everyone's had a chance to speak. So with that, we'll open it up and Nancy will call on our first speaker.
Thank you, Tyler. Caller with phone number ending in 147, please state your name for the record and go ahead and proceed with your comment. Uh, It looks like we're having some technical difficulties here. If you can just bear with us. Caller with phone number ending in 147, you will have to press star 9 to unmute. So go ahead and press star 9 and state your name for the record and go ahead and proceed with your comment. Thank you. Caller with phone number ending in 147, please dial star 9 to unmute yourself.
Hi, this isn't that caller, but I just wanted to say it's star 6, not star 9.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Apologies.
There we go. Thank you so much. Hi, this is the caller ending in 147. My name is Ellen Briato. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you.
Okay, great. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for putting these meetings together and giving us the opportunity to provide comments. My name is Ellen Riotto. I am the executive director of the South Park Business Improvement District in downtown Los Angeles. A little bit about the district. South Park is a 52-block neighborhood in the southwest corner of the freeway Diamond. It includes the Convention Center, Staples Center, LA Live Campus, as well as one of the fastest growing residential neighborhoods in the city of Los Angeles. Most of the cranes that you see in the sky in the downtown skyline are in South Park, so there's a lot of activity happening in our district. Like most other bids, we provide maintenance and security services for our neighborhood. So this includes removing graffiti from light posts and bus benches. We conduct daily curb line and sidewalk sweeps, and we service the more than 200 trash bins that are in the public right of way. We also respond to calls for assistance with issues of trespassing or other disturbances. And we have a 24/7 service number that, it is our goal to make sure every business and every resident in the district has saved in their phone. Our response time is under 3 minutes. Obviously, we work quite closely with a number of city entities and city departments that relate to our work. Most significantly, I would say we have nearly daily communication with LAPD, particularly our senior lead officers. And this is simply to coordinate with them on issues that we cannot handle ourselves. So 90% of the requests for service that we receive to our 24/7 line, we can resolve on our own. And that is just because our ambassadors are trained to de-escalate situations. Now, 10% of those we can't handle on our own, and we need the assistance of LAPD, and it is imperative that we have a good relationship and clear communication channel with LAPD for those instances and others. We are also sort of the conduit for our district and the folks that live and work in South Park to various city entities. I have a bi-weekly check-in scheduled with the new staff at Council Office 14. And this is just for me to be able to inform them of big issues that are happening in the district. For instance, there's a new hotel being proposed in South Park, and a number of residential communities are voicing concerns. I brought that to the attention of the council office, and I know that they reached out to those communities on a one-on-one basis. So we serve a purpose that is sort of a connective tissue to the from the community to the various city departments. We can only exist because of our contract with the city, which we are required to have. And so the contract explicitly states that we are expected to coordinate with city entities. Asking a bid to file as a lobbyist, A, would not provide any further information to the public about what we do. All of our records are open to the public already. And we do receive public records requests. And it would provide an undue burden on bid staff. I have quite a small team, but I know that every single one of my employees, there's four of us total, are reaching out to various city entities on almost a daily basis in the ways that we are expected to be doing and conducting our normal course of business. So that's a bit about the work that we do and why we think that requiring business improvement districts to register as lobbyists is not only undue burden for the bid itself, but also negates the entire purpose of the relationship between business improvement districts and the city. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for your comment.
Nancy, I had a quick question for Ellen. Ellen, this is David Tristan. I'm the Deputy Executive Director. To get a little bit better understanding of your position on this, one of the things we hear from the public is, for example, you mentioned that you had conversations with a council office regarding the construction of a hotel proposal. How would you answer the public when they say developers or entities building that hotel have to register and lobby and disclose the activity that they're doing for this development, while a bid, if they're having communications opposing the hotel development, wouldn't have to, based on what you just said? Can you help us understand that?
Sure. I should clarify that our business improvement district, the board of directors, does take votes on development projects in the district and communicates in a formal way to city planning and our council office. At those meetings, members of the public are welcome to attend and provide public comment. The example that I provided was more informational. This was I'm informing staff that there are three specific buildings in the district that are organizing letters and wanting to voice their opposition to this project. I did not weigh in on behalf of the business improvement district. And in fact, I explicitly mentioned and reminded CD14 staff that those expressions do not reflect necessarily the opinions of the business improvement district as an organization. So I'm acting on behalf of those, frustrated residents and letting them know, here are the folks at CD14 that you need to send your letters to if you want to weigh in on this issue. And please feel free to come to our board meeting in February when we will ask the developers to give a presentation to our board of directors, which will then allow them to take a formal position on this project and share that position, with city planning and CD14.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that. That was very helpful.
Absolutely, thanks for the question.
Sure.
Thank you. If any other callers would like to speak, please go ahead and press *9 to raise your hand, *9 to raise your hand to get in line to speak. And next we will be taking a caller with phone number ending in 494. Caller with phone number ending in 494, please dial *6 to unmute and state your name for the record.
Do you mean 4-5?
Hello?
Do you mean 4-5-4?
Hi. This is caller ending in 494. Great. Thank you. I'm glad you can hear me. My name is Nona Randois. And good morning. Thank you for this opportunity to express support for the improved nonprofit exemption to the Los Angeles Municipal Lobbying Ordinance. As I stated, my name is Nona Randois, and I'm the California Director for Alliance for Justice's Boulder Advocacy Program. Alliance for Justice is a national association of over 120 organizations representing a broad array of groups committed to progressive values and the creation of an equitable, just, and free society. AFJ's Boulder Advocacy Program is the leading expert on the legal framework for nonprofit advocacy efforts providing definitive information, resources, and technical assistance that encourages nonprofit organizations to fully exercise their rights to be active participants in the democratic process. A nonprofit ourselves, we are not a law firm, but rather we provide legal and capacity building support to nonprofit organizations to empower them to advocate in line with their missions and in compliance with the law. We've had an office in Los Angeles since 2014 and have supported hundreds of small, medium, and large nonprofit organizations in Los Angeles as well as throughout the country. In 2018, the Ethics Commission determined that it was important to clarify the existing nonprofit exemption to the municipal lobbying ordinance, and we agree strongly. When charitable nonprofits are clear on the rules of engagement, they effectively facilitate participation of disadvantaged residents in city decision-making in ways that help make our city government more equitable. Charitable nonprofits in Los Angeles help underrepresented city residents know when and how to engage in city decisions. For example, a community group in LA works with a city resident who was having nosebleeds that stopped when they shut down the oil derrick behind her apartment building. The community group's staffer let her know that there was a hearing on whether the oil company's city permit should be extended to drill in her neighborhood. Next, this nonprofit will help the resident understand and participate in the city council consideration to declare oil and gas extraction sites non-conforming land uses. Charities like this are trusted messengers that play an invaluable role to help people understand what decisions are being made so that they can weigh in and talk about the ways city policies impact their lives. Charities understand issues that impact our most vulnerable residents and make sure that residents understand their opportunities to weigh in, as well as making sure that city leaders hear the needs and perspectives of all of our neighbors, not just the wealthy and powerful. We want people to be aware of and informed about proposals that impact their lives. Under the municipal lobbying ordinance, these actions could be considered lobbying. Without a clear exemption, nonprofits are reluctant to weigh in or encourage others to weigh in. This is incredibly important, especially right now when COVID-19 is devastating our city and people of color and other marginalized groups are losing their lives at a disproportionate rate. Consider the example of a community group that helps our unhoused neighbors. They see many people without housing living in their cars. They also see that people living in their cars are even more vulnerable when their cars are towed and they can't afford the fees to get their car back, leaving them exposed to the elements. During COVID, this is a potential death sentence. So the nonprofit reaches out to the mayor to ask that during the COVID crisis, the city stop towing vehicles that are being used for shelter. Although this is not lobbying under the definitions that apply to all charities, it is under the LAMLO. In this situation, people's lives literally depend on nonprofit participation in city decisions. Yet the existing exemption is narrow and hard to navigate, discouraging nonprofits from participating. The current ordinance contains a 501c3 exemption. The proposed 2018 changes make the exemption clearer and more useful. The 2018 nonprofit exemption uses clearer language than the existing law. It also adds a size cap that will allow smaller charities to easily know if they are exempt without having to hire an attorney. 501c3 nonprofits are only allowed to do an insubstantial amount of lobbying, which must be in line with their charitable missions. In other words, they can only lobby in the public interest, not for private interest. The city definition of lobbying under the LAMLO is much broader than the definition that applies to all charities. And that disconnect, combined with stringent reporting requirements, creates a unique burden for all charities that want to bring underrepresented people to decision-making tables in our city. The improved nonprofit exemption the commission designed in 2018 remedies that. An equitable city and an equitable recovery from coronavirus requires the robust participation of those most impacted, which is facilitated by charitable 501c3 nonprofits. We humbly request that the Ethics Commission recommit to the improved nonprofit exemption to the LAMLO that it developed in 2018, which will ensure clarity for charities who are working with reduced resources to respond to increased need like never before for the well-being of all in our city. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Thank you, we appreciate that. And as a reminder, if you would like to speak, go ahead and press star 9 to raise your hand. That's star 9 to raise your hand, and you will be asked to speak in the order in which you raise your hand. That's star 9 again to raise your hand. Now, caller with phone number ending in 474. Caller with phone number ending in 474.
Hi, good morning. I'm Michael Shillstone.
Thank you.
Hi, morning.
Go ahead and restate your name.
I'm Michael Shillstone with Central. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. And if you can also spell your name, that would be very helpful. Thank you.
Sure. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Last name is Shillstone, S-H-I-L-S-T-O-N-E.
Thank you, Michael. You can go ahead.
I'm with the Central City Association. CCA is a membership advocacy organization comprised of about 300 members, including businesses, nonprofits, and trade associations. We have a shared commitment to the vibrancy of downtown Los Angeles and increasing investment in the region more broadly. We support the intent of updating the city's lobbying law to improve transparency and increase the public's trust in government. However, we are concerned that several aspects of the proposal before you today do not effectively achieve these goals and place an undue burden of reporting and monitoring on individuals that already consistently comply with the city's laws. Among our concerns, we believe a 20-day reporting period is impractical and will lead to less compliance, unless the information required is also reduced. The current 30-day reporting period is widely used by other jurisdictions. The proposed law also maintains several reporting requirements that are outdated and unnecessary. Disclosing salaries of both lobbyists and all other firm employees if these other employees worked on City Hall matters for even 5 minutes is one example. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Michael. As a reminder, if you would like to speak, please dial star 9 to raise your hand. It looks like we currently have one speaker, so you can go ahead and get in line early if you'd like. We are calling speakers by the order in which they've raised their hand. So if you'd like to go ahead and speak, please dial star 9. Now we'll move on to our next speaker with phone number ending in 454. Caller with phone number ending in 454. Please state and spell your name for the record.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, thank you.
Great. My name is Nick Griffin, N-I-C-K, G-R-I-F-F-I-N, and I'm executive director of the Downtown Center Business Improvement District. We are a 65-square-block district at the heart of downtown Los Angeles, encompassing the Financial District, Jewelry District, and Bunker Hill. And we have been in operation for over 20 years. So we, as a business improvement district. What we do, as what most bids do, is provide basic services to our neighborhood under contract to and with, in coordination with the city. Services akin to those that the city provides: street cleaning and maintenance, trash pickup, tree trimming, public safety. We provide local information, stage community events, and promote our local businesses. These things are routine, utilitarian activities that have nothing to do with lobbying per se, but often require communication and coordination with the city, the vast majority of which is at a low operational level of government, like calling 311 about street cleaning, for example. We are not like lobbying entities such as consulting firms, trade associations, or unions. Our work is not about influencing anyone. It's just about serving our community. And doing that on a day-to-day basis requires interaction with city agencies and personnel, like finding out from DOT when they're repaving the streets so we can inform our stakeholders, or coordinating with Bureau of Street Services for the days when we can do tree trimmings. Bids are created by state and city law, which also differentiates them from lobbying firms. We contract with the city to provide municipal services, such as the aforementioned street washings, trash removal, and that requires us by law to coordinate with city government, city departments on a regular basis just to get our jobs done. Requiring bids to register and file lobbying reports would not provide useful or additional information to the public. 99% of our interactions with the city, as I said, are at a low operational level. We were in fact created by law to do these things and are already subject to Brown Act public records regulations. If the law did not require lobbying firms to register, the public would not know about their interactions with government officials. But all bid activities are done in public record. It is, in fact, unfair as well as unmanageable to require bids to report when they are statutorily and contractually already required to interact with city departments. Other lobbying entities have a choice whether to interact with the city. Bids do not have a choice. It is part of their charter and mandate by law to do so. It is also unreasonable and burdensome to force bids to report all interactions with the city. Bid staff may have dozens of routine calls, emails, texts with city departments related to one 311 call, far more than a lobbying firm that's trying to influence city council on an issue. It is also impossible to expect bid staff to keep track of all of those interactions. For these reasons, the bid community is asking for an exemption from the lobbying laws for bids, except when bids are asking specifically for the city council, for something from the city council. We are not asking for a blanket exception, but when bids are interacting with city staffers in connection with their basic functions, the activity should not be covered by the lobbying law. Thank you very much.
Nick, this is David again. I had a couple of questions for you, and maybe just clarifications. In terms of even the current law, if you're just simply communicating with the city to get general information and you're not influencing them in any way, that wouldn't be subject to the current law or the proposed law. Our laws only deal directly with some type of influence. So in that context, and it sounds like you said this at the end, but I wanted to make sure I understood it correctly. And much earlier, I believe the caller's name was Alan that had mentioned that a majority of the work of the bid is day-to-day type of work. But do you guys play a role in influencing city government and on any issues, for example, transportation issues, housing issues, anything like that, wage issues that might impact the bids that you represent? That's my first question. And then the second question, how would you answer the the question that sometimes we get posed that you said about biz, which is that it's not a choice, but people's perspectives on that is that bids choose to create themselves as bids. They do have a choice. They don't have to create a bid if they choose not to. How would you address that question?
Well, sure. On the first one, we only do what you were speaking of in a public context. If we put in comments at a city council meeting or something similar to this, where it's a matter of public record. And on the second one, sure, we have the choice about creating a bid, but once a bid is created, it is then contractually obligated with the city to interact with the city in those ways. So I'm not clear what the distinction is. Once a bid is in existence, we don't have the ability to choose whether or not to interact with the city on the matters. We're contractually obligated to do that by our charter with the city.
Okay. Thank you for that. That was very helpful.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Any other comments? Just, you can please dial *9 if you have a comment. We can go ahead and put you up next. It looks like we do not have any callers with raised hands at this time. So if you want to go ahead and dial *9 to raise your hand, then you can be next. And here we go with caller with phone number ending in 852. If you can dial *6 to unmute, and please state your name for the record. And if you can spell it for us, that would also be very helpful. Thank you.
Hi, good morning. My name is Aaron Alenta. It's spelled A-A-R-O-N. Last name is A-U-L-E-N-T-A.
Thank you. You can go ahead.
Okay, thanks, sorry. Good morning. I'm with the Figueroa Corridor Business Improvement District. We're located just south of downtown Los Angeles. We cover the commercial streets along Figueroa, Flower, Hoover, and Vermont down to Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. And we've been in existence for 24 years now. So I really appreciate you allowing us to speak today on this issue. So I wanted to start by letting you know what our bid does, and how we're different from firms, unions, and trade organizations that lobby the city on issues. So our bid primarily provides what we call clean and safe programs and services to stakeholders in our respective district. Our clean program includes manual sidewalk and curb line sweeping, pressure washing, graffiti removal, and trash removal from receptacles in the public sidewalks. Our safety ambassador program provides private bike, walking, and vehicle patrol throughout the district 7 days a week. And we utilize a district hotline number, like many of the bids, for our stakeholders to report issues. Now, some of these issues in the public realm we can't resolve, and we need the help of the city to resolve these. For example, this is reporting issues to 311 or calling DOT on something, or looking for a low-level city staffer to help resolve some of these issues. And these could be like reporting a bulky item that's left on the sidewalk or in an alley, or calling a tree that needs trimming that might be blocking a streetlight, or reporting a streetlight that's out. So the majority of our interactions are with city staff when reporting these types of issues. And bids in LA have a contract with the city to provide these programs and services the city otherwise can't provide. And we're required by our contract with the city to coordinate with different city departments. Requiring bids to register and file lobbying reports does not provide the public with any useful or additional information, because the public already knows that the bids interact with the city departments all the time. Bids were created exactly for this purpose. If the lobbying law did require a lobbying firm to register, the public would not know that the lobbying firm is meeting with council members or texting staffers, for example. All of the bid activities are done in the public record. And other lobbying entities have a choice whether to interact with the city about a pending ordinance or a city matter. Bids do not have this choice. Therefore, it's unfair to require bids to report when we are contractually required to do this when we interact with the city departments. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for that. If there's anybody else who would like to speak, please go ahead and dial *9 to raise your hand. We currently don't have anybody waiting in line to speak, so you can be next if you can go ahead and dial *9 to raise your hand. Otherwise, we'll give it a minute or so and wrap up if there are no further comments. Again, that's *9 to raise your hand to make a public comment. Seeing that we don't have any further comment here today, you may provide further comment on the Ethics Commission's website at ethics.lacity.org/policy or by emailing us at ethics.policy@lacity.org. We will also be holding two additional special meetings over the next couple of days for continued feedback. And for details on the meetings, please visit our website at ethics.lacity.org/meetings. And Tyler, if you would like to add anything else in closing.
No, just really quickly, I want to say thanks again to everybody who was able to be here today and offer comments. Like Nancy said, we are going to be doing this again tomorrow and the next day. The meeting tomorrow is going to be at 12 p.m. and the meeting at Thursday is going to be at 6 p.m. So you are welcome to attend either of those meetings, to comment at either of those meetings, or let anybody you know who might be interested in attending or commenting about that. And again, if you'd like to submit written comments, you can do that through our website or by email. We'd be happy to hear from you. If you have any specific questions, just reach out and we'll get you detailed answers. But thanks again for being here. And if you show up to the next couple meetings, we will see you then.
Thank you, and that concludes today's special meeting.
The recording has stopped.